Welcome to Radio Oldie, brought to you by Bailey Gifford. This is a recording from the monthly Oldie Literary Lunch at the National Liberal Club. To book a ticket, please go to www.theoldie.co.uk/lunches. Now, our first speaker, Tim Marshall, many of you will recognise him from his distinguished career on Sky News, where he was the foreign affairs editor and diplomatic editor for many years, 24 years, reporting from 30 countries, covering 12 wars. But then he's branched out to extremely brilliant books. Prisoners of Geography was an international bestseller, explaining how a country's geography affects its fortunes and its international strategy. And his new book is related to that, Prisoners of Geography, the quiz book, How Much Do You Really Know About the World? Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Marshall.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here. What's a lovely surroundings. I should have done the inauguration here. It's really beautiful. Thank you for the invitation to speak today. Thank you for listening so far. And thank you to Lord Patton for many, many things, but amongst them, part of my education. He won't remember this, but years ago, I was at a press conference at the Foreign Office, and I stood up boldly and asked Mr. Patton a question, and he clearly saw straight through it and saw how little I knew, and said, well, I think you'll find if you actually read UNCLOS, something, 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 at which point I just sort of burst into tears and crawled out of King Charles Street. But I'd like to thank Lord Patton because, of course, I actually went home and eventually got a copy of UNCLOS, which, as you all know, as I'm sure you keep copies by the side of your bed, the United Nations Convention of the Law of the Sea, which is full of, if you're a nerd, as I am. So I have many reasons to be thankful to Lord Patton. Many reasons to be thankful for people that bought Prisoners of Geography. I'm from Yorkshire. How do you know if somebody is from Yorkshire? They tell you. Within 60 seconds, usually, they tell you. Did I mention? No. So, also, we're quite sort of down-to-earth and modest, and we don't do none of this boasting thing. So, that forbid, I can't really tell you how many copies Prisoners of Geography has sold, but it's 3 million, which I'm really happy about. No, it really has. That's worldwide. Lord Patton now hates me, but that's by the by. Obviously, I was boasting then, but I have often asked myself, why? Why are 3 million copies of this book being sold? And it must be because there is a thirst for context, a thirst for what is a swirling world. Now, most of us in this room are of a certain age. I'm middle-aged, according to the previous story, plus one. And we grew up in a world that was relatively easy to understand, the bipolar Cold War. And then after that comes this brief unipolar moment, the hyperpuissance, hyperpower moment, of the Americans when they had a decade to themselves. And now we're into what's called this multipolar world. And the problem with a multipolar world is that there's so many actors with a bit of oomph behind them that are doing things, of course, in their own interests, and things that are really odd and don't automatically, in our framing of a bipolar world and the discipline of a bipolar world, they don't make sense. I'll give you an example. Turkey, our great NATO ally, guarding one of our flanks, buys its missile defence system, the S-400, from Russia. How the hell did that happen? It's because it's a multipolar world. The Americans took their eye off the ball, spent 20 years in places that are of limited significance to them, seriously, Afghanistan and Iraq. And during those 20 years, Russia and China realised there's a massive gap here. It's in our interest to undermine all this. The Americans have taken their eye off the ball. Let's go through that gap. And they've done it very successfully, playing people off against each other. So that's part of the framing of where we are now and why it's actually pretty confusing difficult to make sense of. And I hope that the books I've written, because I'm not from the high priesthood, I write in human. Academia writes in academia, and there are reasons for that, and there is this language that they understand. Unfortunately, some of them continue to write in academies when they're trying to get ideas across. So I just think I've hit a gap and a thirst for knowledge, and I'm very, very grateful that one or two or 3 million people have joined in. Now, given that it's lunch, none of us want to be that serious, I thought I'd ask you some questions. And Lord Pan's not allowed to answer them, because he knows most of these answers. This is quite easy. Can you identify these US cities from their nicknames? Just shout out. The Big Apple.
Yeah.
Let me check. Okay, if you're so clever. The Big Easy. Yeah. Are you American, sir?
Not yet.
The city of brotherly... I used to live here. The city of brotherly love. You're far too educated. All right, last one. No, I'll have two more. Windy City.
Charlotte.
We're getting a cone. The Motor City.
Detroit.
I thought this book was quite challenging. It actually is. No, it is. We may have to rely on Lord Patton for this. China's air defence identification zone covers territory claimed by which three other countries? Actually, you know what? I wrote that question. I don't know the answer. But I'm going to guess Taiwan, if you count it as a country, Japan and the Philippines. I'm going to move on quickly. See me afterwards, and I'll check the answer. A couple more. By what name was Bangladesh previously known? Very good. That actually does fool one or two people. And, hands up, who thinks Australia is the driest continent on the planet? True or false? If it's true, put your hands up now. Be brave. A distinct minority think that Australia is not the driest continent. So put your hands up if you think that is false. And therefore, which is the driest continent? Thank you very much, everybody. I shall leave the floor.
You have been listening to Radio Aldie, brought to you by Bailey Gifford. Why not get 3 trial issues of the Aldie magazine for just £1? Sure you'll enjoy it. We'll then charge you £25.75 for every 6 issues. Just go to checkout.theoldie.co.uk/offers and enter old trial as one word in capitals. That's checkout.theoldie.co.uk/offers and enter old trial.